Wayne Brown is the regional fire chief of the Greenview Fire Rescue Services, and he joins us on the line today. Chief, thank you very much for joining us. The Green Light Project for Volunteer Fire Department personnel has now commenced in the MD of Greenview. How goes the program?
Well, early days, Keith. We now have two per station, the equipment, the green lights, in Grovedale, in DeBolt, and in Grand Cache. So early days, this is a pilot. If it goes well, we will be adding green lights to the fire stations as we go forward in 2023.
Where did the idea come from?
There was a firefighter that we have in the Grovedale station. She was interested. She did some research on it. She brought it forward. I did my own research and thought this was a good idea. It certainly improved safety for the either the mustering to the fire station or to an actual emergency in their private vehicles. And also, it makes the public aware.
How much networking and input has been given and received with Greenview Services? I know for a fact the town of High Prairie and Big Lakes County have the Green Light program in effect. How much input has been given and received?
Well, we reached out. We have one of our contracted services in Fox Creek. They also run the Green Light program. So I worked, had a look at their program. He actually gave me a letter of support when I took the Green Light program to council. I think, as you are aware, we have to create a bylaw in order to implement this program. So we had input from Fox Creek.
Okay. I know you're implementing the program until at least the end of the year. What are the next steps that need to be undertaken to make the green light, not necessarily a reality, but certainly more permanent, as it were?
Well, I think one of the significant challenges is the communication to the general public. You know, I think many folks are not aware of the green light program, what it means. You know, what if a private vehicle with a green light pulls up behind me? What am I supposed to do? What does it mean? So we're going to implement a strong communications program with our internal comms to ensure that the public becomes more aware of this particular program. I do expect that it will be, a limited success given the number of green lights that we have out there, just the six of them. We will interview the firefighters that are using them, and I expect it to go forward fully in 23.
Is the excitement there with the volunteer fire departments that this program is off and running?
That's a good question. I think we'll know more as we go forward. It's going to be voluntary in that we're not going to mandate that a volunteer firefighter has it in his private vehicle. Certainly, Greenview will provide the green lights, but I guess we will see. So far, there is interest in all three fire stations.
Wayne Brown is the regional fire chief of the Greenview Fire Rescue Services. Chief, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Yes, and thanks for the time. Appreciate it.